And we are in another Cat Attack podcast and speaking with a man who, well, be bizarre for him. He's on the other side of the world and he can't go anywhere in his adopted country at the moment. Great to have Zach Toohey join us on K-Rock. G'day, Zach.
Yeah, Kenny, how are you keeping?
Well, more, how are you keeping?
Yeah, not too bad. You know, we were just talking before we started and obviously we'd much rather, you know, things were normal and playing footy, but it does have its perks. It's a lot of family time and I'm trying to be positive and, you know, so time with the kids is nice, but yeah, it's weird.
Nobody wants you to play a full season at the moment. You had that wonderful run of consecutive games. You missed the start of last year, play one game this year and now on a lengthy break again.
Yeah, I know. You can take it for granted when it's happening, can't you? It seems like footy's a long, long way away right now, but we'll get there and just got to stick fat as an industry, which we are, which is good.
Some players have, you know, some of the boys are lucky enough to be living in their hometown. Tommy Stewart, Luke Dullhouse, Busey, guys like that. Graham Myers, Coop Stevens has settled himself in Geelong up from Colac. Your family's on the other side of the world. How does one go through a pandemic when their family, you know, you wouldn't be over there normally anyway, but even the ability to be there is taken away from you?
No, it is strange. Unfortunately, the world is small, you know, technologically now you can keep touch that way. But I must admit, I'm feeling the pinch because I'm picking up on their anxieties, you know, just as much as they're probably picking up on mine. My parents can't see the grandkids. That's really difficult for them. I've got quite a few nieces and nephews and they basically live in my parents' house, so they can't see them. So that's tough. So, in a way, it's oddly comforting to know we're all going through it together. And it's, you know, when you're stuck in a house by yourself, you can feel lonely. But I suppose you can be safe in the knowledge the rest of the world is going through it. So it's difficult.
Yep. How strict are the quarantine measures and restrictions in Ireland at the moment?
I think it's virtually the same as here. There were a few weeks more advanced than Australia when it began. So they went into lockdown a little bit earlier. But right now, I think the restrictions are almost identical.
Yep. More time with the family, as you said, but are you getting out and able to tick the legs over and have a sharing in your hands?
Yeah, we are. Training's actually not been too bad. The only real problem with it is you can't train with more than two people or, you know, just one other bloke. So I'm not sure the skills are going to be quite as sharp as they should be. But training actually hasn't been as much of a logistical nightmare as I thought it might be. There's a little gym set up out the back here and we can get to a local oval and have a run and kick. So it's been not too bad.
So when you obviously, there was great footage of the Geelong boys heading out of the rooms at the club in that week after round one, and you had boxes and the like under your arms, and then I believe you cleaned out the gym. What was, did you have something made sure that you had your hands on that would help you through in terms of a workout piece of equipment?
I'm all about the disco muscles, so it's just buys and tries for me. So just a couple of dumbbells. No, we just got some of the cross-training equipment. Was kind of the big one I wanted, was just the bike or something that you could sit on your off days and keep fit. And outside of that, we split up the plates and the bars and each took a couple our own way. So
did you are you setting any new records when you with your lifting?
Not with the lifting, I'll be honest. I will say I've never done so many push-ups in all my life. This home workout stuff is not really up my alley. The bike has gotten a good blowout, so I've put in a few decent sessions on the bike. So,
how far do you try and do you keep the K's tick over on that?
Yeah, you do. I've been doing a lot of sort of 20 minutes as far as you can get on the concept bike, or you can do, we have a couple of 30 to 40 minute repeat effort sessions. So it's some mixture of those two workouts pretty much twice a week for me.
Yep. We spoke with Tom Hawkins last week on the Cat Attack podcast about, or Zoomcast as we're now calling it. He's been hooking up with Mitch Duncan, which surprised me a little. I would have thought that Hawk, who, you know, obviously big boy and good size about him, might try and avoid hooking up with one of the, you know, one of the fleet of foot members of the club. Who have you sort of buddied up with and trying to catch up with, or who's trying to keep up with you?
No, I'm trying to keep up with Reece Stanley. We've kind of buddied up and we're doing all our sessions together. I actually trained with Reece this morning, and as we were leaving, Hawk and Mitch rocked up. So, yeah, I've been at the club 3.5 years and I haven't seen Mitch kick to any other forwards. So it's no surprise that they want to pair up. Yeah, everyone's got a little buddy system going at the minute. So it's me and Reece Stanley.
And obviously locker buddies as well.
locker buddies as well. Yeah, and I dislike him, which is the funny thing. So I'm not sure how I've managed to get stuck with him again running. But yeah, me and Reese have been working pretty hard.
You've got kids. How old are your little ones?
I've got a 6 and a 1.
A remote learner?
Yeah, yeah. So we're doing the homeschooling thing. To be fair, it's actually not too bad. He's in prep. So if I couldn't keep up with the homework for prep, I'd be in butter. But to be fair, the school has done an unbelievable job of, you know, they send out the videos of what to do and when to do and you just kind of follow it. So it's been not too bad.
Yeah. What do you miss the most about not playing footy right now?
Well, in some ways, as I said this already, it's kind of nice in a way not to have those weekly footy nerves and performance anxiety. But I must admit, I've missed it. I've tuned into a few games on Fox Footy and it just hits home how much you miss that kind of the heat of battle. And you see a couple of really tight wins and you just can't help but think, geez, it'd be good. It'd be good to even have a tight loss. It's the emotion you love in the game. But your routine can go out the window. It's very easy to slip into a bad routine with your training and your bedtimes and diet and stuff like that. So you just got to be sharp. But on this footy.
A couple of players have said to me they've had to put the lock on the pantry. Have you had to do the same?
Yeah, that's a worry. Yeah, I'm usually not too bad. If it's not in the house, I won't eat it. So as long as I don't or my missus doesn't bring it into the house, I'm okay. But she did rock home with a few chalky bars last week and they did not last long, let me tell you.
What's your weakness? What's the one food that you love but you know you shouldn't have because when the skinnies are done, that it's going to push you over the edge?
Well, from the chalky point of view, I don't know if you know them. Do you know what Whispers?
Oh, it's yum.
Mate. If they get into my house, they are going 2 and 3 at a time. So that's what she bought last week and they did not last. Outside of that, it's not too bad. I'm not too bad with like fast foods and stuff like that. I'm a pizza man, but who's not? So
yeah, yep. Yeah, the old Whisper Bar. Now they're a bit of a sort of a UK/Ireland delicacy. We had them here in Australia for a while, but I think you've got to go down the international food aisle of the supermarket. And you pay overs for them.
Oh man, it's all worth it.
Yes. Do you remember when they brought out Whisper Gold out to Australia?
Yes, the caramel ones.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. I can't find those anywhere. I'm going to have to jump online.
You can buy them by the box and they cost in pounds, obviously. But then you throw shipping on and you're probably paying about $15 a bar.
It's worth it. I'm doing it. I'm logging on after this.
eBay, you'll find them. Now, you said you've been watching some games on Fox Footy. Now, I know what you'll be doing at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon, Zach, because we're continuing our lockdown replays. We've had the 3 grand finals of the modern era for the Cats, or the 3 premiership wins, 07, 9, 11. And we started talking and throwing around here in the K-Rock footy office, which is very small because there's only me in it. And we thought, well, where are we going to go to for our first non-grand final game? Well, it was pretty simple. Well, surely round 18, 2018 is the way to go, isn't it?
Kingy, I don't want to talk about it. You do this all the time. I'm just a regular guy, okay? I'm not a hero. I just put my pants on one leg at a time. I'll be for sure logging into that one. Probably the individual highlight for me so far. So it was a good game.
Do you remember much of the lead up to it? And the first, and I think I asked you this question not long after. What the bloody hell were you doing inside Ford 50?
I know, it was a strange setup. I just remember a 3-quarter time, Scarlo tapped me on the shoulder and telling me to go and stand with the forwards. And I thought, Jesus Christ, we're desperate here. Although, to be fair, Scarlo had mentioned in the past that he thinks I could play forward. But I never trained there, never did a minute's work there, and just threw me forward. And it was funnily enough, when I took the mark, I've seen it. It's me, Blitz, and Busey are all around the ball. So it was interesting. It was going to be a back who marked it, even if it wasn't me. But it was Scarlo's... Scarlo's idea to swing me forward. I'm not sure Scotty was too keen on it, but worked.
who kicked the ball to you?
Mitch Duncan.
Weren't you just bagging him before about the fact he only kicks to 1-4?
Oh, yeah, that's the highlight of my career, and he kicked it to me. Yeah, that's fair, yeah. Yeah, well played. To be fair, Hawk had given it to him, so like he couldn't kick it to him. Hawk is the one who handballed it to him.
People forget how good the mark actually was. I reckon you're underrated for that.
Yeah, I reckon you could probably count on one hand how many contested marks I've taken in my career. I do remember Jeddah just kind of got caught in front of me a bit. So when he came back to try and find body, I basically just ran or tried to run away from him because I had a pretty free run at it. So it wasn't much of a wrestle because I've been in that position he was in as a back, and it's not nice because it's hard to find body without giving a free kick away. So fortunately for me, he got caught in front and could get a clean run at it.
Yep. And then you go back, 29,000 people holding their collective breaths inside GMHBA Stadium. You haven't kicked a lot of goals through your career, but you have bobbed up occasionally. Did you have it was a case of going through a routine when you went back?
Yeah, it's easy to say it after the fact when you've kicked it, but I genuinely don't remember like any nerves or like I wasn't kind of worried about the prospect of missing. I was actually really excited from memory. But again, that might be coloured, you know, through the lens of knowing I kicked it. I remember walking back. I remember asking. I knew this was a rule, but I figured given the circumstance, I should probably double check. And I asked the umpire, given the siren is gone, I've got as long as I want, don't I? You're not gonna call play on and end the game if I go back for 35 seconds. So I was conscious of that. But yeah, I don't know. I just remember thinking if I can get the drop right and kick it, like there's no reason you shouldn't. That's one of those ones you should kick 8 times out of 10. But it was that middle distance. It was that yucky 35 meter, you know, you just kind of poke it through distance. I'd probably have taken 10 meters further back if it was offered to me, to be honest.
Yep. Did you know off the boot?
Yeah, it started. I can still remember looking at it. It started, I don't know, a meter or two inside, and mine always go right to left. So it was moving towards the middle. But there was a second where I thought, if this is a funky kick that's moving left to right and not right to left, it could swing enough to miss. But it swung the way it usually does and ended up going through quite comfortably. But yeah, there was a half second there where I was thinking, please don't go left to right.
Some players, when they kick those goals after the siren and get mobbed, fear for their lives because you get absolutely jumped on. Was there a moment there where you go, boys, get off me?
No, there really wasn't. I'm not sure I've had a moment like it in footy. It was very, very pure. Like it was just a bunch of man, child, people jumping on each other. There was no like thought for what the celebration was, or it was. Yeah, it was super special. I don't remember what I was thinking for the celebration. I know Gaz and TK were the first that got to me, and after that, I don't remember much.
Yeah, it's a wonderful memory in Geelong Football Club history. Obviously, earlier in the year, Max Gorn had a shot, not after the siren, but very close to in round one to miss. I'm guessing that didn't go through your mind because that was actually raised in the K-Rock commentary box that don't do a Max.
No, it was far too long ago at that stage to remember. I think Harry had the shot a couple of weeks prior. Didn't even really think of that, to be honest. I don't know if you're thinking about previous games in that moment, you're probably trying to refocus yourself.
What are you missing more, football or golf?
Oh, yeah. Golf. I actually played a huge amount of golf before the ban came in, but it was just really starting to get back into it. So it really hurt me that they closed the courses. But I'd take footy if I could pick.
You and Cam Guthrie did the promotion for the longest day in terms of... How did that day go in the end?
Yeah, it was good. We just kind of messed around a bit, really. It was a pretty good day for it as well. I don't know if you would have played out there a bit. It can get pretty windy. We got pristine conditions and I did not hit a single fairway. I packed it in real early, but it was a good cause, and Cam actually strikes him well better than me, which sounds like a compliment.
Backhanded.
Yeah.
Have you had the clubs out at home? But a lot of drills going on online and stuff like that. Have you been out with the pitching wedge in the backyard or anything?
Yeah, I get the wedge out and hit my son's little plastic ball. I try and like chip it into his trampoline. But that's about the extent of my golf and practice is going at the minute. I haven't even gotten the putter out inside, so should probably pull that out.
Who are you missing? Is there anybody, a player that you haven't been able to cross paths with for any reason? Somebody at the club that you're looking forward to walking in the door and, you know, wrapping the arms around again when social distancing allows?
Yeah, there's a few. Yeah, you've missed them. I saw Stewie was training today as well in the oval next to us, and I was like, I just want to go over and have a kick with him. I miss him. But because I'm stuck at Reese all day as well, so that's kind of, he's one of the less popular blokes at the club, which is probably why I got stuck with him, actually, upon reflection. But there's plenty. Hendo left me. He's gone up to he left just before the ban came in and went up to Gold Coast to his missus. Miss him. There's quite a few.
Yeah, fair enough. Contract talks obviously on hold for next year. Then you probably would have been maybe starting discussions about now about, what the future held for you beyond this year.
Yeah, I was probably initially hoping that by now it would even be done, to be honest. I was thinking a few games into the season we'd make a move, and but bigger things to worry about. I'm still really confident that I've got plenty of footy left in me, certainly, and I think that's what the club think as well. I can't say I've heard a whole lot in the last week or two, as you can imagine. The club's gone into kind of crisis mode, trying to save people's jobs. But I'm pretty confident that when footy gets back up and going, I'll have a hopefully a couple more years left at the Cats.
Yeah, and we hope you do too, because we love having you down there. You've been a great infectious personality since you've been at the club. What's this year, number four?
This is, yeah, year number four at the club, so it's gone quick, too quick.
Yeah, it flies when you're having fun, mate. We love having you on K-Rock. You've been a great member of the K-Rock family over the years, and we really appreciate you joining on the Cat Attack podcast and also sharing some of your reflections about that wonderful kick for goal after the siren in 2018. And from 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon, we're going to relive that game. Cats come from 5 goals down, and a bloke called Tui plays the hero after the siren.
Always a pleasure, Kimmy. Thanks.
Kurz Hire, Geelong's official Wacker Noisome dealer. North Geelong, Grovetown and Ocean Grove. KurzHire.com.au.